From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo issued a steep list of demands Monday that he said should be included in a nuclear treaty with Iran. The treaty would replace the Obama-era deal, threatening the strongest sanctions in history if Iran doesn't change course.
We will apply unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime. The leaders in Tehran will have no doubt about our seriousness.
Pompeo's list of 12 requirements included many that Iran is highly unlikely to consider. One requirement is Iran must stop enrichment of uranium, which was allowed with strict limitations under the 2015 deal. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will order an investigation Monday into claims an FBI informant infiltrated his 2016 presidential campaign. Lawmakers reacted, including California Democrat Adam Schiff.
This claim by the president, the suggestion by Giuliani that there is a political spy embedded in the Trump campaign is nonsense.
On Twitter, Trump further complained about the year-long investigation into whether his campaign colluded with Russia. Venezuela's election board says incumbent President Nicolas Maduro has been reelected for a second six-year term. Sunday's election was boycotted by the opposition as the coronation of a dictator and condemned by much of the international community. Maduro was expected to win despite a deepening crisis that has made food scarce and inflation soar. 73% of voters in Burundi approved a new constitution, according to the country's Electoral Commission on Monday. This will usher in changes that could let the president stay in power until 2034. This is VOA News. The world.